Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Homes in Altadena and didn't think the Eaton fire would spread to their area.
85 mile per hour winds. It's just nobody stood a chance. Nobody could be prepared for it. It's just a natural disaster.
The exact cause of the Eaton fire still under investigation. The Biden administration says a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas is getting closer as brokered talks progress. Confirmation hearings set to begin this week for President-elect Trump's key cabinet posts. And Starbucks says it's reversing its hangout policy. The new chain policy will require a person to purchase something in order to stay or use the restrooms. The company says it's working to make its stores more welcoming, that after a drop-off in customers and sales. This is ABC News. Dozens killed in Africa's most populated country in what authorities say is another Islamic State-affiliated attack.
An attack in northeast Nigeria Saturday left at least 40 farmers dead, and a government official says the ISIS-affiliated Boko Haram group carried out the attack and that civilians should stay in designated safe zones. This is the latest flash of violence that began in 2009 as Boko Haram seeks to impose its radical version of Islamic law. The UN says the conflict has led to 35,000 civilian deaths and displaced more than 2 million. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Svetlana Dali, the woman who allegedly snuck onto a Delta from flight from JFK to Paris in November, was indicted today on a stowaway charge. The 57-year-old was rearrested in December in Buffalo after she cut off her GPS monitoring device and attempted to enter Canada. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. There is a cold weather alert for Sauk County starting at 3 a.m. on Tuesday through 9 a.m. Blustery with a few flurries possible tonight with a low of zero. Winds will be northwest 5 to 10. Sunny and feeling frigid tomorrow with a high of 15. Winds northwest 10 to 15. And clear and bitter cold tomorrow night with a low of zero. Currently in Richland Center, the skies are clear. Our winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 1. And our current temperature is 10 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wind chills are wicked today. Be sure to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 30 minutes. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. It may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. Limit your time outdoors and warm up your body often. If you believe that you have frostbite, go inside and seek shelter. Never rub it warm. You'll damage the freezing cells even further. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frostnip. Then pins and needles, which is a surface frostbite. Lastly, numbness indicates a deep frostbite. If you're cold, your animals are too. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware and adjust accordingly. You may need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures, and short-haired pets and short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come into contact with the snow-covered ground. Pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. The same goes for very young and very old animals. Some things you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress up and consider a dog sweater or coat, and always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. So if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they are showing signs of hypothermia. If you have frozen chicken and cheese taquito products in your freezer from Aldi, you'll want to check the package. There's a recall on Casa Mamita chicken and cheese taquitos produced on July 3rd and September 25th. Over 24,000 pounds of taquito products are being recalled. They have Best Buy dates of 7/3/25 and 9/25/25 on the bottom panel. A consumer found a piece of metal in the chicken and cheese taquito, and another person reported a dental injury from the product. If you have these in your freezer, you should throw them out or return them to Aldi, where you purchase them. Wisconsin gets a C for its gun laws. That's according to the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence. But the balance of the legislature is changing, and some advocates hope gun laws get more attention. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
The Giffords Law Center compares a state's gun laws with that state's deadly outcomes. And according to Lindsay Nichols from the center, they find the same results every time. The stronger the state's gun laws, the lower the death rate. And the weaker the laws, the more people who die.
We know that these gun laws work, and there really is no reason why legislators shouldn't be taking action to prevent these tragedies.
While Wisconsin has enacted basic gun safety laws, she notes that the state could also pass bans on assault weapons or high-capacity magazines or lengthen the waiting time for a firearms purchase. She says the state could also benefit from red flag laws. Despite public pressure for new gun safety laws in 2020, Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019.
With long winters in Wisconsin, it's not uncommon to hibernate and feel down. The American Psychiatric Association says that about 5% of Americans experience a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder called SAD. People with SAD tend to have feelings of hopelessness and decreased motivation to take part in activities that they usually enjoy. Even those who don't technically meet the threshold for this disorder may see spikes in anxiety and depressive symptoms. In fact, some scientists suggest more than 40% of Americans have these SAD symptoms to some degree in the winter. Just like some animals in a state of dormancy to survive the harsh winters, there are similarities with us. SAD may have its roots in ways that we've adapted to save energy at a time of year when food was scarce. We typically gain weight. Research says that diets are at their worst in the cold months, generally slap on an additional 1 to 3 pounds. This sounds just like animals saving up food to store as fat for hibernation. Our bodies slow down. We tend to stay inside more, which leaves hardly any exposure to sunlight, bringing our bodies lower levels of serotonin, which plays a key role in our moods. So take that walk outside on sunny days, or experts say to invest in light therapy. Using a serotonin bulb is believed to regulate feelings of happiness and anxiety. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 3.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.79 a gallon today, according to GasBuddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 0.8 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 3.2 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.54 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 65 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today. The national average is up 0.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 3.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 3.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.52 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, quote, "While gas prices haven't shifted significantly yet, oil prices have climbed to their highest level since October, driven by President Biden's new sanctions on so-called dark vessels, which have slowed countries like Iran's ability to sell oil. This could soon lead to more noticeable increases in gas prices. Seasonally weak demand may help soften the impact of any increases for now, but with refinery maintenance season just weeks away, when refiners typically reduce gasoline production, motorists should be prepared for the spring rally to kick off." Unfortunately, garage door repair scams are common and can leave homeowners to be taken advantage of. BBB Scam Tracker has numerous reports of unscrupulous emergency garage door repair companies who take advantage of homeowners needing repair services. These companies target homeowners by advertising their emergency repair services, then inflating the amount of work needed or the parts needed for repair. Consumers don't expect to be overcharged for unnecessary parts. They often take advantage of urgent situations and prey on the homeowner's lack of knowledge of garage door parts and service cost. These companies can appear at the top of internet searches when homeowners search for emergency garage door repair. BBB provides warning signs and tips to help consumers avoid falling victim to garage door repair scams. Warning signs of garage door repair scams include the business name. Garage door scammers often use multiple names that are generic and unclear and not listed as a legally registered business with the state. There is no physical address. Scammers may only provide a phone number or an email address and avoid giving you a verifiable location. A lack of identification. Legitimate repair professionals typically wear uniforms, have identification, and drive company-branded vehicles. Be skeptical if the individual does not have proper identification or a marked vehicle. Prices are unrealistically low. Many scams advertise a low fee for the service call, only to demand more money for additional repairs. Scammers may use high-pressure tactics to convince you that your garage door requires immediate and costly repairs. They may insist that you should not wait, and they may demand payment up front. Be cautious of any repair service that demands payment in full before any work is completed. Reputable companies will provide a detailed estimate and allow you to pay after the work is finished. To avoid garage door repair scams, research the company, get multiple estimates, ask for credentials, get everything in writing, take your time, and trust your instincts. Remember that due diligence is key when hiring any service provider. Researching and choosing a reputable garage door repair company can save you money and frustration in the long run. A reputable garage door repair company will prioritize your safety and provide transparent and fair pricing. Stay vigilant and informed to avoid falling victim to these scams. If you encounter a garage door repair scam or suspect fraudulent activity, report it to your local authorities and BBB Scam Tracker. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. It's National Blood Donor Month. The American Red Cross urges donors to make an appointment to give life-saving blood or platelets in the new year to help keep the blood supply strong this winter. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to keep critical blood products on the shelves for patients in need. The start of the new year is one of the most challenging times to collect blood products as the threat of severe winter weather builds and can often lead to widespread blood drive cancellations. Additionally, an active cold and flu season may prevent people from keeping donation appointments as they rest and recover from illness. Three opportunities to give the gift of life will be held throughout the area this week. They are Tuesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet, And from noon to 4 at the Linden Station Fire Department. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Don't sit on the sidelines. Kick off the new year with a blood or platelet donation. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is William Butteris of Lone Rock on ticket number 220.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. John K. Beatty, 77 of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82, of Rural Muscadet, died January 7th at home. A private family celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale FFA. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family of Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82, of Rural Muscadet. Geraldine Mathias, 87, of Menasha, formerly of Chicago, died January 7th. Graveside services will be held in the Avoca Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Geraldine Mathias, 87, of Menasha, formerly of Chicago.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
And we have this message to pass along from Richland County Emergency Management. Richland County is currently experiencing a 911 outage. If you need immediate assistance from police, fire, or EMS, please call 608-647-2106. Richland County Emergency Management is monitoring the situation and will provide updates as they become available.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a sunny but breezy and cold day today, high temperatures tapped 15 degrees but felt more like highs near zero. With winds out of the west gusting up to 25 miles per hour, those wind chills were wicked. And they're about to get even worse. While the winds may ease just a smidge, down to about 5 to 15 miles per hour overnight tonight, a few flurries could be flying around as we become partly cloudy. Low temperatures will fall to near 0 degrees, and wind chills will be feeling about 20 below zero. This is why a cold weather alert is in effect for Sauk County. With these frigid conditions, we can get frostbite in as little as 25 minutes. So bundle up, layer up, and cover all exposed skin, because we're going to be feeling frigid all throughout the day tomorrow, too. It'll be a sunny, bright, and beautiful one with highs reaching 15 degrees, winds still gusting around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Highs will feel more like zero. We fall once again tomorrow night to near zero. Waking up to a bitter cold Wednesday morning, overnight lows will probably feel about 15 below. It'll be a sunny start to the day midweek, but clouds will increase throughout the afternoon, becoming breezy on Wednesday again. Highs reach 25 degrees, so warmer. This is because winds will be switching to out of the south and bringing us a heat wave that maybe we want or maybe we don't want. It'll become mostly cloudy on Thursday with highs above freezing in the upper 30s, and it doesn't stop there. Warm, cloudy, and a bit dreary on Friday with highs in the low 40s. A massive warm-up, melting any snow that's on the ground, and we become chilly again right in time for the weekend. Go figure. Highs on Saturday will be 25 degrees, and they crash, plummeting Sunday to highs of 7. So yes, becoming very cold once again, worse than this time around. With no snow in the forecast besides a few flurries overnight tonight, I guess that's winter in Wisconsin. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is clear and 10 degrees after a high today of 12 and a morning low of 1 below. Yesterday's high was 28 and we received a dusting of snow. Record high set back in 1961 is 52 degrees, with a record low of 22 below that was set back in 1916. Last year's high was 27 with a low of 2 below. Sunset will take place, or actually it took place tonight at 4:49, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:32. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 6 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 0. Our barometric reading is 30.11, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 10 degrees. And a reminder, there is that cold weather alert for Sauk County starting at 3 a.m. through 9 a.m. on Tuesday. And also, we wanted to remind you that the Richland County Emergency Management has announced that Richland County is currently experiencing a 911 outage. If you need immediate assistance from police, fire, or EMS, please call 608-647-2106. Richland County Emergency Management is monitoring the situation and will provide updates as they become available.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Here's Phil Nee with a look at tonight's area high school sports schedule.
The Richland Center boys basketball team will play host to Waseca Steuben for a Monday non-conference game this evening. Highland travels to Pecatonica, Royal at Nisida, Potosi at Schulzburg, and Cassville at Benton. Monticello travels to Barneveld and Belmont at River Ridge. Girls basketball games including Royal at Ithaca. Mineral Point travels to Mount Horeb. North Crawford is home against New Lisbon and Cuba City at Oregon. Hillsboro travels to Lafarge. Wisconsin Dells is playing ball at Edgewood this evening. Brookwood is at DeSoto. Baraboo travels to Sauk Prairie, and Dodgeville at Potosi Cassville. Plus, coming up tonight on the radio, our featured game from Monday night features two programs that continue great improvements this year. Riverdale is playing at River Valley. River Valley is coached by Joe Woodhouse.
It'll be a little tougher going back-to-back Monday and Tuesday here this week and stuff like that. So,
what do you know about tonight's opponent, Riverdale?
They've had a pretty good season so far, it looks like, and stuff like that. They got three girls that they kind of rely on to score, and a couple girls that do a good job getting to the free throw line. And so hopefully we can stay out of foul trouble tonight and play good defense.
Coach Joe Woodhouse of River Valley. The Riverdale girls basketball head coach Larry Swigum talked to us today as well.
This week's going to be it's going to be a test. We are going, you know, we have three games in 4 days, two non-conference games, including a Monday night game. It's going to test our depth for sure. So we are going to probably go a little deeper into our bench tonight than we normally would, just to kind of, you know, save up some energy and give some young girls some experience as well.
Hear the game tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Riverdale plays at River Valley. The Vitesnik pregame show will begin around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The Packers' 2024 NFL season ended with mistakes and penalties at Philadelphia yesterday by a score of 22-10. Quarterback Jordan Love was intercepted three times in the NFC wildcard game against the Eagles. Philadelphia recovered a fumble on the opening kickoff and scored the first touchdown of the game three plays later. The favored Eagles never trailed. Running back Josh Jacobs ran for 81 yards and Green Bay's only touchdown. The Packers were penalized eight times for 85 yards as their season ended. Three Packers have been voted to the 2025 Pro Bowl game in Orlando, Florida. Running back Josh Jacobs, safety Xavier McKinney, and defensive end Rashawn Gary made the roster released last week. Seven of their teammates were named alternates. Their cornerback Jair Alexander, defensive lineman Kenny Clark, guard Eldon Jenkins, tight end Tucker Kraft, quarterback Jordan Love, center Josh Myers, and kick returner Keyshawn Nixon. The games will include a flag football game to be played on October 2nd. Games in the Madison Square Garden are tough on the Bucks for the second time in two visits. The Milwaukee was blown out of an NBA contest by the Knicks 140-106. The Bucks trailed by 13 points at the half Sunday, and the game became lopsided quickly when New York scored the first 10 points of the third quarter. The loss snapped a three-game winning streak for Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24 points and 13 rebounds, and Damian Lillard scored 22. The Bucks tip off a four-game homestand, on Tuesday when Sacramento comes to town. The Wisconsin women's hockey team completed a weekend sweep of Minnesota State yesterday by a 3-1 score. Three different Badgers found the back of the net: Lacey Eden, Casey O'Brien, and Casey Hall. Ava McNaughton earned her nation-leading 21st win by stopping 17 of 18 shots. Wisconsin fired 53 shots on goal. The Badgers travel to Minnesota next weekend to skate against St. Thomas. UW has a 22-1-1 record, 16-1-1 in WCHA games. And Wisconsin made their return to the Associated Press's men's basketball poll. The Badgers are ranked 24th this week. Marquette remains in seventh place. At the top of the poll, Auburn has climbed to number one for its second stint at the top in program history. Bruce Pearl's Tigers claimed 60 of 62 first-place votes to rise one spot today. That came after previous number one Tennessee suffered its first loss of the season, falling at Florida to end a five-week reign. Auburn had been number one once before during a three-week stint in 2022. Iowa State, Duke, Alabama, and Florida round out the top five. The Southeastern Conference had nine ranked teams. That included number 23, Georgia, for the first time since 2011. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn were up. Cattle were lower, hogs are mostly higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Farming is in your DNA. It's in Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live your life your way with Stein. Soybeans were higher on fund and technical buying. The market continues to watch crop development weather in South America, with Argentina the point of concern. Soybean meal and soybean oil were also supportive. March beans were up 27 and three quarters at 10.53. May beans up 26 and three quarters at 10.64 and three quarters. Corn was up on fund and tactical buying. The market saw post-report gains again following Friday's surprising report from the USDA. Corn is also watching crop development weather in South America. March corn was up 6 at 476 and a half. May corn up 6 and a half at 486. The wheat complex was mostly higher on oversold signals. Weather is expected to moderate a little this week in the plains before moving to cooler temperatures with additional precipitation. The U.S. wheat market continues to monitor export expectations from Russia. In Chicago, March wheat up 14 and a quarter at 545. May wheat up 13 and three quarters at 557 and a quarter. March wheat in Kansas City up 9 and a quarter at 561. And in Minneapolis, March wheat up 8 and three quarters at 593. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders had additional pressure from the higher move in corn. Show lists this week are mixed. February lives down $1.37 at $197.40. April lives down $1.27 at $198.20. March feeders down $1.50 at $267.90. Hogs are mostly higher, supported by higher pork values during the session. Midwest butcher hogs were steady, and the national direct was lower at midday. February lean hogs up 62 at 83.17. April lean hogs up 62 at 89.30. Brent Barnett will have a look at closing cash numbers coming up on Brownfield right after this.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Cash cattle trade had a typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas, but lower in Kansas. Boxed beef closed higher. Choice was up 51 cents at $3.33.35. And select was $3.43 higher at $3.17.57. The spread was $15.78. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and the year. Cash hogs were mixed on Monday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 14 cents, with a base range of $70 to $80. The Iowa-Minnesota was down 130, with a weighted average price of $79.20. The Western Corn Belt was down 110, with a weighted average of $79.20. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, up 39,000 on the week and up 115,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Friday's bullish supply and demand report from USDA should spark farmer selling. Farm management analyst Kent Tesey tells Brownfield the reduction in 2024 corn yield estimates came as a surprise.
Nationwide, they dropped the projected average yield by 3.8 bushels. And I have to think back a long time that I've seen that kind of drop from December to January.
More news is next.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Research shows soybean cyst nematode continues to spread across North America. Greg Tilka with Iowa State University says researchers have been mapping known SCN distribution since 2000, and data between 2020 and 2023 reveals 31 counties in 10 states reported the pest for the first time.
Time marches on, and so does soybean cyst nematode.
The state climatologist for Iowa says the weather pattern has been mostly quiet across the upper Midwest. Justin Glisson is with the Iowa Department of Agriculture.
Colder than average over the last 7 to 10 days across much of the ag belt in the upper Midwest. Storm track is stuck south of us. You think of Missouri, Illinois through the eastern corn belt. So while we've been having colder temperatures, we haven't seen a lot of precipitation.
Potato processor Agristo says it's chosen North Dakota as its first U.S. location for a new plant to make frozen potato products. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
New supply and demand. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The USDA Friday said 2024 soybean production topped 2023. The crop of 4.37 billion bushels was up 5% on the year, with an average yield of just over 50 bushels per acre. Corn production was 3% lower at 14.9 billion bushels. Farm management analyst Kent Tesey breaks down Friday's report after this.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Management analyst Kent Tesey says Friday's USDA supply and demand estimates were friendly for corn and soybean prices.
Nationwide, they dropped the projected average yield by 3.8 bushels. And I have to think back a long time that I've seen that kind of drop from December to January in projected corn yield. So what that's obviously saying is that USDA had kind of overestimated where they thought that was. They had put some pretty big increases into harvest, and I think now they're coming back to adjust it. They didn't change a lot in the total estimated usage, but because of that drop in supply, that dropped the ending stocks almost 200 million bushels, and that's a lot of corn that suddenly went off the charts there. They updated the projected 12-month price from 410 up to 425. That certainly could have an impact on potential Arc County payments, but it's good news for farmers.
TC, who is based in southern Minnesota, tells Brownfield this should provide marketing opportunities for growers.
The basis at local elevators is still fairly wide, probably 30 to 40 cents a bushel. But if you go to ethanol or feed plants, and especially if you get down closer to the Iowa border, that basis is a lot tighter. The soybean thing, they did lower a slight adjustment on yield there, about a bushel. They took off the net projected national yield there. Not much change in supply. They did bring down the projected ending stocks by about 90 million bushels. They left the price projection at 1020. So not as much change there, but the market responded very favorably with a nice increase. Basis is still fairly wide at local elevator at 70, 75 cents.
Going forward, TC says,
we'll be entering that harvest season in South America fairly soon, which can be a market mover depending on where their crop is at and what the weather conditions are. And then, of course, once we get out to about March, we start getting planting intentions report. Some analysts think that we could see a big spike in corn acres this year because economics for corn work a little better than soybeans.
That's Farm Business Management Analyst Kent Tesey. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Your name, haven't I seen you before? I recognize them dark green eyes when you walk through the door. Are you alone or are you with someone? She said, a matter of fact, I'm not. So I took her hand, that's when it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, country boy can survive, and I knew then she was my kind of girl because she was singing every single line. And she slid on over, put my hand on her shoulder, and I asked her what she she wanted to do. She said it really don't matter where we go, just as long as I'm riding with you. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, well, climb on up and honey, watch the cup, where I've been spitting my dip tonight. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8-second ride. With tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup, where I've been spitting my dip tonight. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8-second ride. Yeah, hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8-second ride.
Sarah with The Bottom, and before that we had Jake Owen with 8-Second Ride on Country and Community. And good evening, I'm Tim Z. I'll be here until around 7:15, and that's when we will be bringing you high school sports action. It'll be Riverdale at River Valley in girls basketball action. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. And hopefully you're keeping warm. It's a cold one out there at 549. It's 9 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And with the winds out of the east, at northeast at 3 miles per hour, wind chill is 3. But those winds are supposed to get up to around maybe 10 miles per hour tonight. And with it getting down to 0 tonight, it could be pretty cold down below 0. That's prompted, at least for Sauk County, that cold weather alert. And that's going on from 3 a.m. through 9 a.m. on Tuesday. So if you have to be out and about traveling, please sure to be bundled up and make sure you have some like blankets or anything else in the car to help keep you warm in case your car breaks down. That way nothing happens to you until you get someone there to help you. But like I say, be careful. It's a cold one, but nice thing is you're looking ahead. Wednesday is 25 and Thursday 38 and 43 on Friday. But then after that, it's supposed to get cold again. But at least we'll have a little nice stretch there to give us a break from the cold weather. Also wanted to pass this along. We got this information from the Richland County Emergency Management. Richland County is currently experiencing a 911 outage. If you need immediate assistance from police, fire, or EMS, please call 608-647-2106. Richland County Emergency Management is monitoring the situation and will provide updates as they become available. Also, there are a couple meetings going on this evening. First of all, the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 6:30 to 8. Meetings are held at Eagles School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. Also, the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 is holding its monthly meeting tonight at 7 at the American Legion in Richland Center.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention, meat lovers! Richland Locker has unbeatable deals. Stock up on delicious ground beef for just $4.88 per pound when you buy 3 pounds or more. Craving something savory? Richland Locker's homemade bacon is only $6.98 per pound. From the deli, enjoy sliced herb and garlic chicken breast for $7.98 per pound. And treat yourself to creamy Longhorn Colby cheese at just $4.98 per pound. Head to the Richland Locker this week for fresh local flavors you can't resist.
WRCO 100.9.
Jenny works down at the diner 2 to 5 every afternoon. Stacking that beer right after school at the drive-thru. Maybe there's still a few. Call up a couple of buddies and have a few. And buy some sweet southern things. Try and play it cool. Ain't nothing new. It's an American spirit held high to the sky. Lit right on a Friday night. It's a cold can. Where you been? Tell me about your mama. Stacking that beer right after school at the drive-thru.